Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Christina's in Boston, she's from California. Tim's in California, he's from out New Mexico way. And I'm in Tucson, I drove down from Seattle. When the gig is over, I'll be off to Santa Fe. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn, may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Motel 6, Super 8, rest stops on the interstate. A futon at Linnaeus, camping on the coast. Racking up those miles alone, keep in touch by telephone. It's not an easy life, but it's the one we love the most. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Another highway, a new direction, another place to sing at the end of the broken line. Another entrance, another exit, and endless memories of the places left behind. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. The Good Road theme, Heidi Muller from her album Matters of the Heart, and Carrie Black on the bass, Cat Eggleston on backup vocals, Heidi Muller on dulcimer and guitars, and harmony vocals and lead vocals. And that's what it is. The Good Road theme, we call it that. In 1989, we started using that. The show had already been on the air for 7 years. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Maher, and this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for September the 6th and 7th, depending on when you're listening. And into the fall, and for some reason in the fall, requests for the Good Road theme shoot way up. Don't ask me why. Just the way it is. All kinds of music on this week's show, and who knows where we're going to go, and who knows where the time goes. Alrighty? We're just doing what we do and making it all work. Fall is here. All those dances are coming back. and few little festivals, few things to talk about in the calendar, which we are done with the Evergreen shows, and we've been done with them now for a couple of weeks, and we are into the calendars, and that's how that goes. Alrighty. Okay, so where we are, we're with some classic old-time music here from Smithsonian Folkways. And, you know, every time we play traditional music, a lot of people complain because they're not used to the old guys. They're not, and the ear has become so much more sophisticated now that people can record with this auto-pitch thing that actually sets you up so that if you make a mistake pitch-wise, they can regulate it. And we're starting to lose the ability to appreciate indigenous and traditional musics because of that. That is not good. So we will play roots music, and not only will we play roots music, but we will play the actual roots itself already. And we won't do a lot of it, but we'll do enough of it to make sure that everybody knows where it's all coming from here. Okay? All righty. So we're going to start out with the Iron Mountain String Band, Sugar Hill, name of this tune. And we'll see where it all goes. After that, Jim Page moving back into the 80s. And after that, back into some more mountain music. Okay, here we go. Like this.
Run down, sugar hill. winds, seven seas, relative humanities. Everywhere I look, I see someone looking back at me. Nation states and borderlines, divided states of mind. Politics comes to blows, and everybody wants to know, whose world is this? Whose world is this? Whose world is this? First world riding high, second world standing by, third world under fire. Funny how we all conspire. We don't know, 'cause we can't see how such a way could come to be. Riding on a spinning wheel, soon enough will be revealed. Whose world is this? Whose world is this? Whose world is this? What kind of world would our children be seeing? After all is said and done, what kind of creed have we come to believe that they may never receive one? Said and done. What kind of creed must we come to believe if they are ever to receive one? Four winds, seven seas. Relative humanities. Everywhere I look, I see someone looking back at me. Thank you. step. I saw her quite clearly, quite early one night. I spoke the first words that came to my head. She sealed my fate when she answered, "All right." Quite old, she was younger than I, and I asked her how many like me she had seen. I never counted, she said with a grin. I looked at my hand, said, "I see what you mean. On the bottom of her shoes, all those who pass by, they can never win. But those who come in, they can never lose.
Alone when her friends are around. It's a long way home. far around its borders, from the east to the west, it's a long way to go. To pick up your roots and to travel all over, to take a good look to see how much you know. Not to get fooled or to let it slip loose, but to take it in hand and to put it to use. It's a long way home, many a mile to a bed of your own. It's a long way home, weary born on your own.
Come on, you good time people, while I have money to spend. Tomorrow might be Monday, and I neither have a dollar nor a friend. When I had plenty of money, good people, my friends were all standing around. Just as soon as my pocketbook was empty, not a friend on earth to be found. I've gambled all over Kentucky, good people. I've gambled part of the way through Spain. Going back to old Virginia for to gamble my last card game. Last time I seen my little woman, good people, she had a wine glass in her hand. She's a drinking down her troubles with a low down sorry man. Saying, honey, I'ma come to go your bail. All around this old jailhouse is hated, good people. $40 won't pay my fine. Corn whiskey has surrounded my body, poor boy. Pretty women is a troubling my mind. Boys, if you don't quit your drinking, sometime you'll be just like me, working out your living in the penitentiary. Oh, my daddy taught me a plenty of good people. My mama, she told me more. If I ever didn't quit my ride, it would have trouble at my door. In the bottom of the whiskey glass, the lurking devil dwells. It burns your breast to drink it, boys, it'll send your soul to hell. Go dig a hole in the middle, good people. Go dig a hole in the ground. Come around, all you good people, and see this poor rounder go down. When I am dead and buried, and my pale face turned to the sun, can come around and mourn, little woman, and think the way you have done.
Oh, Doc Boggs. I haven't heard a Doc Boggs cut for a long, long, long time. Oh, Doc Boggs. He's up there with Roscoe Holcomb and all those guys. This is really, really traditional stuff. And again, this is the kind of stuff sometimes that it's hard for people to listen to. But at the same time, it's really, really important that we listen to it. So there you go. Already, Doc Boggs. We also heard John R. Summers, Fine Times at Our House, wonderful straight-up fiddle playing. And we heard Sugar Hill from the Iron Mountain String Band. We also heard, we interjected that with some what is now, I think, traditional in that it was written, most of it in the 70s up through the early 80s and some in the 90s. Jim Page, who is the classic folk singer from Seattle, who is the one who champions folk music and through folk music champions all kinds of cool stuff. And, of course, he had a world-renowned, a well-known hit called Hiroshima Nagasaki Roulette that a lot of people recorded back in the 80s. And he is still doing it. Remember, he was at Tumbleweed back about 4 years back, Jim Page, and he still sings. And his lady, she's pretty cool. She's heavily into Irish history as connected with music. Pretty neat stuff. They're way cool to hang out with, Jim Page. And that was from his album, Human Interest. That's kind of a best of. Takes you from the early days when he was busking in Seattle, championing for free busking rights in Seattle on the streets, up into the late 90s, Jim Page. All righty, we have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We have lots more music to go in the fall here of 2014. This show just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling along. Yes, we do. Okay, we're going to be right back. And when we come back, we're going to hear some Josh Ritter. Hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
More sunny weather is in store for us, with highs today 85 in Moscow, 90 in Clarkston, a degree or two warmer tomorrow, with lows tonight in the 40s to the mid-50s. Looking ahead to next week, continued sunny weather with highs in the 70s and 80s.
Sad thing with life, there's people always leaving just as other folks arrive. The angels laid her away. And when the people heard that Delia was dead, all of them gentlemen they dressed in red. The angels laid her away. The angels laid her away, laid her 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid her away. Lewis went downtown for a new suit of clothes. He's gonna dress up for Delia like a fine red rose. The angels laid him away. He bought a 10-gallon Stetson. It was ox blood red. And then Stack of Lee shot Lewis in the back of the head. The angels laid him away. Stack of Lee said to Lewis, oh, now don't you grieve. I'm sending you to Delia. You won't ever have to leave. The angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. Was a mean one. His name was Hanging Billy Lyons. He said, you always been a bad man, Stack. You're gonna hang this time. And the angels lay you away. And the jailer said to Stack Lee, what's the problem with you? Oh, jailer Lewis Cotton's ghost brought Delia's with him too. The angels laid him away. Laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. Little Delia in the churchyard deep, with Lewis Collins at her head, Stack of Lee at her feet. The angels laid them away. And out of Delia's bed came briars, and out of Lewis' bed a rose, and out of Stack of Lee's came Stack of Lee's cold, lonely little ghost. The angels laid them away. And I'm looking over rooftops, and I'm hoping that it ain't true, that the same God looks out for them, looks out for me and you. The angels laid them away. The angels laid them away. The angels laid them away.
Ground. of my bird. For the children have played round the door, though I know that no matter how long I may live, they will echo our footsteps no more. Shade, where the flowers from rivers' green margins do grow and share their sweet scent with the clay. Take me back to the place where my little ones sleep, for Martha lies very close by. For the graves of my loved ones I long for to weep and among them to rest when I die.
Pretty much straight up High Lonesome there. Larry Stevenson, Love is a Stranger from now on. Love is a Stranger, got a new address, and there's the blues and the numbers and all that stuff. Larry Stevenson, one of the best mandolin players around. David Parmalee on lead guitar and leading some harmony vocals and some bass. And, yeah, pretty good stuff. Bill Wheeler on the banjo. Yeah, I haven't heard this album in a long, long time. Kind of fun. Larry Stevenson, before that, Josh Ritter. This is from an album called So Runs the World Away. And this album is such a cool album. And it is his sixth album in the catalog, actually. And by this point in his career, Josh is really growing musically in a lot of different ways, not just in how he appreciates all kinds of music, but also in production values and how he wants things done. And he has a lot more control over that. And you can really see where he's going with necessarily not specifically understanding why he does certain things, but about his growth as far as what he would like to hear and what he would like the listener to hear in an album. Paul Simon is like that, you know. He does a lot of stuff with bells and just little different tricks with music that create a sound that is overall something that's people want to listen to, even in the most unpleasant circumstances. And that's how that works. This is a song from this album, again, called The Curse. Again, played on piano. And the subject matter is just so cool. And it's just like, how does Josh Ritter think of some of this stuff? I don't know. But it's all great stuff. The Curse, Josh Ritter, from the album So Runs the World Away.
He opens his eyes, falls in love at first sight with the girl in the doorway. What beautiful lines, how full of life after thousands of years. What a face to wake up to. He holds back a sigh as she touches his arm. She dusts off the bed where till now he's been sleeping. Under miles of stone, the dried fig of his heart, under scarab and bone, starts back to its beating. She carries him home in a beautiful boat. He watches the sea from a porthole in storage. He can hear all she says as she sits by his bed. And one day his lips answer her in her own language. The days quickly pass, he loves making her laugh. The first time he moves, it's her hair that he touches. She asks, are you cursed? He says, I think that I'm cured. Then he talks of the Nile and the girls in bulrushes. Oh. He is laid in a glass-covered case. He pretends he is dead. People crowd round to see him, but each night she comes round, and the two wander down the halls of the tomb that she calls a museum. Often he stops to rest, but then less and less. Then it's her that looks tired, staying up asking questions. He learns how to read from the papers that she is writing about him. He makes corrections, it's his face on a book. More and more come to look, families from Iowa, Upper West Siders. Then one day it's too much, he decides to get up and this chaos ensues. He walks outside to find her, she's using a cane, and her face looks too pale, but she's happy to see him. As they walk, he supports her. She asks, are you cursed? But his answer's obscured in a sandstorm of flashbulbs and rowdy reporters. Oh. To tour the nation, he gets out of limos, he meets other women, he speaks of her fondly. Their nights in the museum, but she's just one more rag. Now he's dragging behind them. She stops going out, she just lies there in bed, in hotels and whatever towns they are speaking. Then her face starts to set and her hands start to fold, and one day the dried figure of her heart stops its beat. Said, think of them as an immense invitation. She asked, are you cursed? He said, I think that I'm cured. Then he kissed her in hope that she'd forget that question.
Southern Pacific. Red, white, and blue. Where are we running to?
Ain't gonna rain no more, ain't gonna rain no more, ain't gonna rain no more. Railroad track, heart I was all a flutter. Along come a great, a big hole, a freight, a train, and a toe-toe peanut butter. Well, now Mary, she had a little sheep. With her, that the sheep was she'd asleep. The sheep had turned out to be a ram. And so Mary, she had a, whoa, she had a little lamb. It ain't like on the rain no more, no more.
Oh my goodness me, Dave, Baby Gramps, and Peter Stanfield with Dave Reich. Oh my gosh, Peter Stanfield, of course, he's nuts. He's pretty off the wall with the old Holy Modal Rounders. You remember them? Oh my goodness, the old Holy Modal Rounders. And of course, Baby Gramps from Seattle, who has been around for many years doing his indescribable routine. Or he does a lot of old skiffle music, old ragtime stuff. And then he does a lot of very original material. And he does that whole gravelly thing, and he plays his little lap steel guitars, and kind of a jug band type thing, only much more advanced in its own odd way. It's really hard to describe Baby Gramps, but I can tell you one thing, and he's been around for many years, probably four decades, and eventually he has created, and I think he's pretty much a big part of it, this new resurgence in jug band music in the Northwest. There are jug bands everywhere when you go to Folklife, out of Eugene and Portland and Seattle and Olympia, all kinds of jug bands. And I think that, Jim Queskin in the 60s and guys like that, and Baby Gramps, who took that art of jug banding and moved it into something much more... Well, much deeper, on a much more profound level. And he can still be silly, and he can do some off-the-wall things, and then he gets very, very profound. Baby Gramps, which in itself says something, doesn't it? Baby Gramps. Alrighty, Josh Ritter before that. Southern Pacific and The Curse. I think The Curse is just an amazing song from his album So Runs the World Away. Listen, if you want to email me, you can email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. They're doing a lot of stuff. Northwest Public Radio is with an online presence of inland folk, starting with the archives. You can go back, go to the NWPR website, nwpr.org. Go to the Inland Folk On Air archives. You can get shows as far back as 2006. But they're also doing, they're having me do some blogs and some things like that. And there's a couple of videos of some jams that Heidi Muller and her partner Bob Webb and I did. And some stories about the Good Road theme and some other things. And those should be up by now. And if they're not, they will be fairly soon. Sue Ann Romello was in charge of all that. And that's all way cool. And we'll be doing more of those jams with Dan thing. Alrighty? So who knows where that's all going to go. I'm kind of excited about it myself. And I hope it all works. Alrighty? Okay. We're going to be right back. Chris Stortle helping with playlists and all kinds of reading and all kinds of cool stuff. Thanks, Chris. And we're going to be right back for lots more. Inland Folk, you just hang on because we're coming back for lots more, okay? Hang on now. Thank you.
Jones once asked an up-and-coming percussionist to solve a problem for Michael Jackson.
There's a sound that Michael wants on the record. Can you kind of emulate it? So I got two bottles, put water in it, pitched them to the key of the song, and then played that as percussion.
The one and only Sheila E. joins me to talk about her life and music on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock right here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's just about 12 noon. We have hour two of Inland Folk with Dan Marr just ahead.